Ralphie Radio Show, very interesting study. And these types of studies always catch my eye because I'm not going to lie, especially during the week, it's tough for me to get in a good sleep rhythm. I usually end up not sleeping as much as I should. But according to this new study that just came out, a lack of sleep could now cause in children ADHD, ADD. Yeah, what's really going on? Maybe that's why I'm having all these attention issues. Dr. Robert Melillo, he's been on the Ralphie Radio Show before. He authored Reconnected Kids. He's an ADHD expert. Joining the Ralphie Radio Show again, Dr. Melillo, thanks for the time. And what do you make of this study?
Well, I think it's interesting, and I think that there are some issues where there are children that I have seen who really only needed to sleep more, and then their ADHD went away completely, and that was great. But in the vast majority of kids, it's usually the other way around, which means that almost all children with ADHD have sleeping issues. You know, any parent that has a child with ADHD knows that putting them to sleep is a nightmare. But the idea is the sleep problem causing the ADHD, or is the problem that's producing the ADHD is also producing the sleeping problem? And that's what we see most of the time, that the issue in the brain is also causing the sleeping issues. So just addressing the sleeping issues isn't the answer itself.
But, I mean, Dr. Melillo, at the end of the day, you know, getting some extra sleep certainly can't hurt the issue.
Oh, no. And that's an easy fix, right? So, I mean, I've had some parents that have brought kids into our centers, and they've tried stimulant medication and other things, and it didn't work. And they went to a sleep center and got some help with sleeping, and the ADHD symptoms went away. So certainly, if there are some kids that will present with that, and that it will look like ADHD and their sleeping problems. And so certainly if a parent can resolve the problem by just getting their child to sleep better, that would be an easy way to go. But what we're going to find out, again, like I said, is more often than not, unless they address the actual problem in the brain, they're not going to get those issues.
Well, if anything else, maybe a little extra sleep will help me get these bags out from under my eyes. But a very interesting study nonetheless. We'll post a link to it on the Ralphie Radio Show blog. Dr. Robert Melillo sharing some insight here on the RS. Thank you for the 411, sir.
Okay, thanks a lot. Take it easy.